Not Sorry I Met You. Written by Nick DeFani and read by Litra. A Batman DCU Comics fanfic. Rated explicit. With the relationship Tim Drake Jason Todd. Summary. He never tells Bruce. Jason scuffs his boot behind him, and for a moment, Tim's angry and offended, as if he didn't already know he was there. Lingering aroma of a cigarette recently smoked, clinging to him like a second skin. Like he hadn't glimpsed the outline of his shadow when he landed on the roof. "You're not supposed to be here," Tim says, not turning around, leaving his back exposed to Jason as a silent, "Fuck off, I'm not afraid of you." Jason just laughs. Not too loud, but not too quiet either. And bitterness in it that makes the hair on the back of Tim's neck stand up. "Aw, come on, Timmy. I've been such a good boy. You're not gonna tell on me, are you?" Tim had already mentally decided, before Jason asked him, before he even knew that Jason would ask him, that he wouldn't. Bruce would want to know. Bruce would be furious, but Jason's right. He hasn't been seen in Gotham in weeks, and Tim's been patrolling all over the city all night and didn't once come across Jason's calling card of dead and bloody. It's weird. He knows he should hate him, maybe even be afraid of him. He knows Jason does hate him. Made that clear the very first moment that they met. The thing is, he can't really blame him. He should, but God, he remembers what Bruce was like. He remembers thinking that if someone could turn the Batman, Bruce even, into such a wreck, then that person had to be pretty spectacular. And he was. Jason could move just like Bruce, silent and deadly, the way he held a knife in his hand, like it was just an extension of his body instead of a weapon, like it belonged to him. It was something. Sometimes Tim catches himself thinking about those things, remembers the way the cold steel felt pressed against his throat, how Jason felt pressed against him, and he makes himself sick. "Sweet," Jason says, when he realizes Tim's silence means he's not going to be reporting back to anyone. "Now, if you'll politely fuck off and let me enjoy this fucking beauty of a city in peace, I won't have to snap your pretty little neck." Tim looks back and Jason grins, his teeth bright and dangerous. "You should leave before..." Jason flips him off. "I'll leave when I'm ready." "Right," Tim says. "See you." Jason laughs as Tim pulls his grapple out and fires a line. "I wouldn't count on it." Tim doesn't count on it. But then Jason doesn't stop showing up on random rooftops, making small talk before threatening him with bodily harm either. He never tells Bruce. Slow nights are boring. Tim thinks he should probably feel guilty for saying that. Slow night means less murdering, looting, and all those other nasties. But for a vigilante, they kind of blow. He shouldn't have time to eat on patrol, for Christ's sake, even if he was starving. He's sitting on the ledge, listening to the occasional noise on the police scanner, none of it important enough to intervene, when he hears the familiar thud of combat boots on concrete behind him. "Hey, egg rolls," Jason says, coming to squat next to him, dangling his legs off the side of the roof. "Gimme." Tim cocks his head to the side. "Because what?" Jason rolls his eyes, snatches the paper sack up from where it was sitting next to Tim's hip. "Oh my God, vegetarian? Are you fucking for real?" Tim shrugs. This is all very surreal. Like he's seeing it, but he doesn't totally believe that he's not hallucinating or being mind-controlled or something. Jason hasn't tried to kill him once. Tim says. "Why aren't you killing me?" Jason just shrugs and shoves an egg roll into his mouth anyway, pulls a face and spits it out over the side of the building. "I don't want to become predictable, you know." No, Tim doesn't know. Tim has no idea. He's about to open his mouth to say something. What exactly, he's really not sure. Probably something dumb. But Jason beats him to the punch.
He's not gonna like it when he finds out, Jason says grimly.
Tim doesn't need pronouns or specifics to know what he means.
He means Bruce.
He means this. And honestly, he is a little scared of what Bruce will do, how he'll react, but then, that's half the reason he keeps doing it. The thrill of keeping such a dark secret. He looks at Jason and almost laughs. There's soy sauce in the corner of his mouth, and a bit of carrot in his teeth. Yeah, some dark secret. Still, he doesn't want Jason to think he's a coward or anything, which is weird. Tim's never really given two shits about anyone else's opinion of him, but when he's around Jason, he always feels like he has something to prove. To say, look, I'm sorry I stole your spot, but I am good enough. Or maybe he just wants to look as cool and cocky as Jason manages, without even trying. It's a good look. Tim just shrugs, lets a small, crooked smile slide onto his face. What happens on the roof stays on the roof. It sounds so stupid. Tim wants to throw himself off the roof for it. But Jason just laughs, leans back into his hands, and turns his head up to the sky, and Tim wants so badly to have his camera right now. To blow through a whole roll of film, taking shots of nothing but Jason's smile, so he can remember it later, when everything goes back to normal. Then, to the left, a woman screams, and to the right, there's the sound of gunfire, and they both jump up, knocking the bag of takeout off the roof. See you, Tim says. Probably not, Jason grins. Jason Todd is a liar. He also makes way too many Star Wars jokes. He thinks they're hilarious, and needs to listen to more music that isn't Bon Jovi or Rio Speedwagon. Kevin Cronin sings it from the heart, apparently. Something in this decade would be nice. I made you something, Tim says on some rooftop on the outskirts of Gotham, miles away from where Bruce is investigating, and hands Jason a CD. He's scrawled over the clear CD case, Music by People Who Don't Have Bad Hair. Oh my gosh, Jason says, clutching the case to his chest. You made me a mixtape? Tim rolls his eyes. I made you a CD so that maybe you'll start singing something else besides the three songs you know while I'm trying to listen to the police scanner and make sure Bruce isn't close. And? Tim goes stock still. Bruce's voice is in his ear. He's close. Shit. Jason, he's... We gotta... Then he just reaches out, yanking Jason towards him by his jacket, dragging him into a tiny pocket of shadows in the corner of the building. It's stupid to be so paranoid, but Bruce announced his position, and he's pretty sure that's only, like, a block or two away. And you really can't ever be too careful around the Batman. He flattens himself against the wall and pulls Jason tight against him. Shit, they're going to get caught. Bruce is going to flip. He's going to... Fuck. What's he going to do to Jason? Then he hears the heavy thud of boots on the roof, the heavy whoosh of the cape, and his heart stops beating. Jason leans in closer, and Tim only sees the whites of his eyes before Jason puts his hand on the wall next to his face and kisses him. Oh my God, Tim screams inside his head. His heart, instead of actually stopping, is beating inhumanly fast. Bruce is right there. He's going to find them any second, and Jason is kissing him. Oh, God, is he kissing him. Tim digs his fingers into the wall behind him just to have something to ground him. Jason's tongue is swiping into his mouth, kissing him so fucking slow, and he never would have imagined, but he wouldn't change a thing. He licks every inch of Tim's mouth and sucks on his tongue, sucks on his bottom lip, like he's made of candy. Lets him breathe for a minute, then dives back in, hungry and needy,
and he's breathing heavier and, oh God, Bruce is going to hear them. He hears everything, and Tim still can't find it in him to stop.
When he finally hears the zip of Bruce's line and the cape rustling in the wind, it's like the craziest high. His head rushes with it. Every cell in his body feels lit up. He curls his hand around the back of Jason's neck and kisses him back with the fervor he was too anxious to use when he was afraid Bruce would hear them. Fucks his tongue into Jason's mouth like he wanted to since maybe forever. Throws his other arm around his neck and wraps his legs around Jason's waist. Lets Jason grab him under his thighs and shove him back against the wall hard.
Liked that, did you? Jason says, though he doesn't stop kissing him, just relocates his mouth from Tim's mouth to his jaw, his neck, his throat, licking the scar he left there not long ago.
You're messed up, replacement. Getting off with the big bat looming around? That's like me levels of crazy, you know that?
Was it just me getting off on it?
Tim raises an eyebrow. Jason's talking too much, which means his mouth isn't on him enough. He's about to complain about the situation when...
Hell no. You got any clue how hot you were squirming for me like that?
Fuck, it was driving me crazy. He grabs Tim's legs and sets them down on the ground, then drops to his knees and hooks his fingers into Tim's thighs.
And you drive me fucking crazy.
Tim brains himself on the wall behind him when Jason takes him in his mouth, thumbs and fingers squeezing his hips so hard Tim imagines him leaving fingerprints on the bones there.
Oh, shit,
he says, fisting his hand in Jason's curls.
Oh, God.
He bites his tongue when Jason takes him deeper, and he can literally feel the muscles in his throat quiver around him, the taste of warm copper flooding his mouth. Jason runs his hands up and down Tim's thighs, sucks him down and hollows his cheeks, gets Tim so wet and hard his knees are practically shaking. But it's when he moans around Tim's dick that it's just too much. Jason on his knees in front of him was one thing, but to know he enjoys it so much, to see his beautiful mouth shiny and red and stretched around him, to see his arm work back and forth, jerking him off as he gets Tim off, it's just too much.
Jason,
Tim gasps, fingers tightening in his hair.
So fuck good. I can't... You should...
He tries pushing him away, but this just causes Jason to surge forward and take him deeper. And Tim cries out, doesn't fucking care anymore who hears him, because he feels invincible right now. The rest of the whole world fading away, until the only thing that's left is the ripple of pleasure as he comes in Jason's mouth. The feeling of Jason's throat swallowing him down... Jason's tongue licking and lapping every last drop out of him. Then Jason's mouth open, breathing humid, hot air against the inside of his thigh, teeth sinking into the tender flesh where he grunts, shudders, shaking, and comes.
Jesus,
Tim says, laughing a little as they each right their clothing. Jason doesn't say anything for a few minutes, pulls out a pack of cigarettes and lights one up.
He knows, you know,
he says gravelly, exhaling into the wind.
He knows everything.
Tim nods.
Maybe.
Jason snorts. You can't be that naive and be Robin, kid, he says, staring contemplatively at the burning end of his cigarette. Just trust me on that one.
Can...
Tim swallows.
Will I see you again?
Jason stomps his cigarette out beneath his boot.
Doubt it.
Jason Todd is a liar. The end.